Hello, and welcome to the I'm Walking Here podcast.
Okay.
I don't remember the rest. It's been a long, long time.
I think come and listen to some idiots give their
takes. Yeah.
Something like that.
Come listen to some idiots talk about sports and give their takes for a while. I cannot believe that intro. We should just throw that on there one of these times, like the actual audio.
If you still have the fucking MP3,
then it's got to be somewhere. It can't be too hard to rip. But welcome back. I hope you enjoy film talk, because that's what we're going to be doing, about one film for the entire, however long this is, probably maybe an hour or so. I mean, we got a lot to say about the movie we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is in the past, right, we've either had to do it because, like, we told ourselves we were going to do it.
But this is impromptu.
I feel like we kind of knew maybe it was going to be this way, but
we never talked about it.
No, not really.
I mean, no, and we haven't really talked about its predecessor that much either. I mean, if you really think about it.
Which is really crazy, because it's like one of my favorite movies ever. One of your favorite movies ever.
Yeah. But today we're talking about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I know a lot of people haven't heard about this.
Now, I know not many of y'all have seen it. spoilers are ahead. We are not one of those people that do spoiler-free reviews of anything, because that is a lot of work, honestly.
To
talk about something for like 45 plus minutes and not spoil, I think it's impossible.
I mean, you could do it for like maybe a very short review.
You could like do like a 10-15 minute non-spoiler review, maybe. It depends on the movie, but like, we're gonna be talking about this for like damn near an hour, so yeah, we will be talking about the movie and spoilers.
To be fair, we're recording this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go up on Wednesday, Thursday. If you haven't seen it by then, that's a you problem.
Yeah, you you're going to have to go ahead and get to the theater. But let's dive in. So this movie is, okay. I'm going to start off by saying this. It is probably 99.9% chance the movie of the year.
I don't know. I very hard to see this thing being topped.
The point one is Dune 2.
That's true, actually.
And like, man, Dune 2 would have to be a actual fucking masterpiece to top this thing. And it could be. Let's be honest.
It's a battle of the sequels.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle of the sequels this year for sure. Because there's movies I'm excited for coming out, like Oppenheimer this next month.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible ever had a chance against this fucking movie, but
it's not unheard of. I mean, Mission Impossible Fallout was class.
So it's very good, but it's not what we witnessed in that theater. It's not something you witness every time you go to a movie theater. That was special. Flat out, it was special.
Yeah, I think it's the best movie I've seen that like upon its release since Dune.
Maybe
2 years ago.
Maybe. I think the best movie I've seen in theaters since Dune would probably still be Everything Everywhere. But that's also special. I mean, it's a legend. But this is, I mean, dude, there's so many words to say, but you could sum it up in so few.
I'll give you like six. One of the best sequels ever.
Yeah.
Or one of the best films ever. You could either one works for me.
And I know it's a little unfair that it gets to be compared to Into the Spider-Verse. But I know it's a sequel, a direct sequel, but I just feel they're so different.
They are very different.
They're similar, obviously, in story and animation style and all of that, of course, but they are very different. And I know they have to be compared to each other because they're sequels and they're related, but I would recommend trying not to compare it as much as you can, because they're really not the same thing. I don't even think they're really all that close. They just do a lot of different things.
Yeah, the first one, the story is so much more grounded. The narrative is, despite the fact that the movie itself, you know, is a little hectic, the narrative is extremely straightforward. You know, this movie kind of takes all the themes of the first movie and flips them upside down. The other thing that makes it really hard to compare is the fact that this is part one.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to talk about, is that this movie, I mean, not everybody will remember, but this movie was originally marketed as a part one, and they decided along the way to not
market it. Pretty recently, by the way.
Less than a year ago. Yeah.
Or a little over a year ago.
I mean, yeah, you looked at this, you looked at the slate a year ago, this would have had part one in the title. And I think that would have hurt it a little bit. I liked the decision to take that off, but still have it be a part one.
Mm-hmm. It's exactly what they did with Infinity War, right? It was originally Infinity War Part 1, Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the way, they turned it into Infinity War, and then they were like, we'll name the fourth one later. And yeah. We didn't even know it was called Endgame until like 4 or 5 months before the movie was released. So
yeah,
I'm totally fine with what they did now.
Yeah, I think it was a good decision. My official review was I would have sat in the AMC forever, and I would have.
Oh yeah, no question. I mean, the first showing I went to was at 10:30 at night, so the movie ended at 1. But I would have stayed there till the sun came up. No question about it. And the thing is, I've seen people say the part one thing is a knock on the movie because it doesn't have this big bad climax and like this big payoff or anything like that.
I'm like,
I think we saw different movies, because it definitely does like a big payoff moment. It just turns out not being what we think it's supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know how you can watch the movie and be like, oh yeah, when he escapes and like gets past all the other spider people and gets back to Brooklyn, even though it's the wrong Brooklyn, like that's the climax of the film. The film has been leading up to that moment. Now you can say the film's been leading up to stuff with Spot, which we can get into later, but it's not like the movie has nothing happening for 2.5 hours.
I hate this. I usually like to be kind of like on both sides, but I think about the movie, there's not much I can knock about it, if anything. I don't think I can really knock anything about it.
The only knock I have is that like sometimes I could not hear what was being said. And that was only second time I watched it.
See, I got
the first time I watched it, I didn't have that problem.
I kinda got the two a little bit in the start.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been a little, the mixing was maybe a little bad, but it got better. Like they fixed itself, but I did get that a little bit at the start.
But again, for me, that was mostly a second viewing thing, because the first time I went, again, it was 10:30 at night. So there's a largely empty theater on a Thursday night, with a really good sound system. The second time I went was at a worse theater. And I was in the back row, the far back row, and it was packed. So I'm planning on going to see it again tomorrow in IMAX. I checked it last night, because you know how like matinee showings at movie theaters, you can get, you can ball on a budget. So I'm gonna go tomorrow at like 11 a.m. Sit my ass in the middle of a IMAX theater, and that will be my end all be all kind of rubber match to see. Is there audio issues or are people dumb? I think it's a little bit of both, but you're right. It's very minimal at best. It's like that one first part of the movie with the Coi Leray song playing. It's just the song is a little bit louder than like Gwen Stacy's voice, and then the other thing is like Hobie, but that's because we don't really understand what he's saying anyways.
It's true.
So, but I mean, that's even that you can't be like, oh, that makes the movie so much worse. Like,
No.
okay, man, you did pick up on 5 lines of dialogue. You're on your phone anyways.
True. Man, what a movie. I mean, it's just one of those movies that
One of them ones.
you're better for watching it.
Yeah. It's like an experience.
It
It's
is
something
it
that you should
is.
experience.
I
And I will
mean,
say, I like what you said about you shouldn't compare it to the first movie, right?
well, you have
Because
to
I
a
don't,
little. Like, it's
I mean, yes,
inevitable.
but you can do it if you understand how stark the differences are, right? So like, I don't know if you saw my review. I saw that everybody was comparing it to Empire, right? And I understand that comp
Yeah,
now.
I get it.
If you understand how different Empire is from Star Wars, they are like Empire is the sequel to Star Wars, but they are so different from each other on so many levels. The plot, the world building, the technical stuff. Like Star Wars, they were really balling on a budget, right? It was a very kind of, I don't want to say it was primal, but they didn't have a lot to work with when they made Star Wars, but Star Wars
Yeah.
was such a huge success that Empire was this massive, massive event. So I can tell the difference between Star Wars and Empire, just like I can tell the difference between Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse and across the Spider-Verse. Now, that being said, I do think Empire is better than Star Wars, but we also have like 40 years of time to have made that decision. You know, this movie hasn't
Yeah.
even been out for a week.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit difficult to make that comp. So I'm not going to say one's better than the other right now. Also, because I have a very strong
I
emotional
think
connection to the first one,
the
but
problem,
I think on a technical level, it is better than the first one. On a
the
technical level.
yeah, on the technical level, it probably does do some things better. I think also tougher, it's even tougher to make that argument because, like, this is part one of a part two we don't have yet.
That's right.
With Empire, I mean, it came out in the early 80s. You know, we.
1980, exactly.
Yeah, 1980. So we've had 43 years to, well, the public has had 43 years to digest the Star Wars trilogy and compare the three movies. We're not done. So it's hard to make that. I get, like, what it does for the franchise is comparable to Empire. It is a little bit difficult to make that Empire claim, though. I mean, I get it. I agree even. But
I mean, if
we
you think about it, right, they're so similar in the sense of how much they do for the already established universe, how much they explore, and then it ends on this big family-related cliffhanger,
Yeah, they're
you're
similar.
like, holy shit, you know? So it is very similar. You know what sequel I actually think is a very good comp for this movie? And I think you're gonna get it without me explaining it. Back to the Future Part Two.
On okay on a I guess
Not
on
that,
a
I mean, this movie obviously is much better than Back to the
yeah
Future
I was
Part
gonna
Two.
say on a like a technical and what it does for the series level, yeah, I can get that.
Because you know, people were sitting in the theater after Back to the Future Part Two ended, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, it's like we want to see what happens next already. And for very similar reasons, right? I mean, Marty gets sent to that like alternate 1985 where like everything's so different. And granted, in that movie, he navigates that, whereas we needed to wait for the next Spider-Verse movie to see what happens with Miles. But it does end on that kind of like that's it type of moment where you're eager to see what happens next. So I wasn't alive in the 80s, but I can imagine there was somebody out there when Back to the Future Part 2 dropped that was like, maybe we should wait to compare it to the first movie, which is a perfect movie, by the way. That's another reason I think the comp is very similar, is because, you know, They did already plan to make sequels to Back to the Future. Like the movie ends saying to be continued, but like Back to the Future is very comparable to Into the Spider-Verse for me. And so that makes like part two and part three of Back to the Future very comparable to Across and Beyond the Spider-Verse for me, just in
Okay.
what they are doing for the franchise, not in terms of their content per se. Although the content happens to line up a little bit.
So, in terms of animated movies,
It's right there, man.
I think I'm pretty sure. I'm honestly very confident in saying this is gonna end up being the best animated like trilogy of movies ever.
Yeah.
At least while we're alive. I don't see how this is gonna get beat. What can you even compare it to? Shrek? Shrek's great, but Shrek doesn't have the quality of these movies.
I mean, I think the current greatest animated trilogies ever are like Kung Fu Panda and How to Train Your
Co
Dragon.
and like maybe Cars.
No way, Nate. Dude, Cars 2
But
wins
how
the
many
trilogy
animated
title.
trilogies are there, though?
That's another thing, right? So it's like it's the hydrogen bomb versus coughing baby meme. Like this is going to shit on everything, you know? Now, granted, I don't know about greatest animated movie of all time because I don't even know if the first one holds that title. You know,
That's just such. See, that's where it gets
it's too
murky.
difficult. It's
Yeah.
way too difficult.
Like, that's just. I think. I mean, all we're talking about is opinionated shit with this, but, like, best animated movie ever. I mean.
There's too many possibilities.
Yeah.
I think both Spider-Verse movies have a shout. I mean, Spirited Away,
Spirited
Howl's Princess
Away.
Mononoke,
Oh,
those
yeah.
also
I mean,
always
mine
have
will always be
shout.
Coco.
Yeah, I mean, literally, like 75% of Pixar movies have shouts. Like,
Yeah, I
you're
it's
never gonna
just
get the same answer. But there's no, listen, there's a reason this movie debuted at and still is the highest rated movie on Letterboxd and the highest rated animated movie on IMDb.
yeah.
Because it's that great on every level. So it's hard to look at it in a vacuum because of its content and the whole being part one of two thing. But on every other level, I mean, we're talking the animation is somehow better than the first one, right? And they try out so many different styles with everything and everyone, and somehow it works.
I know they the animation team on this movie was, I mean, Jesus.
I mean, you can tell like it was the largest crew in history for a movie, over 1,000 people. So you could definitely tell. And then also just like the voice acting is honestly even better than the first one. I think the music is better than the first one too, which is really saying something.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's very tough. I've seen more people say that they prefer the first film's soundtrack and score
I think
better.
the music and score in the first one is used more effectively, if that makes
That is
sense.
true.
Because you have
That
the
is
like,
true.
because you have the opening with Sunflower, which is really fun in the first one, and then you have the What's Up Danger moment.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah, the What's Up Danger scene kind of.
WhatsApp's a dangerous place, dude.
It is a very dangerous place. But yeah, you're right. The What's Up Danger scene kind of elevates the whole thing a lot
Yeah.
more.
And then this
You're
movie
right. I do
didn't,
think.
yeah, this movie just didn't have a moment like that.
Yeah, because I think they were focusing on kind of just like making bangers.
Yeah.
You know, like they got Metro, they got this star-studded cast to make songs, and the songs are all great. But I think the word you used is a very good one, effectively, right? Like, because you would think even back to that first movie, it's not just like Sunflower, the beginning, the end, or What's Up Danger with the Leap of Faith, but like, you know, like when Peter Parker dies and they play Scared of the Dark. Like
Yeah.
that's a great
They,
scene, you know.
yeah, they, I think they, it's not that the soundtrack's like better or worse. I just think in the first movie,
It works better.
yeah, they just like have a better idea really of where things go with their songs.
Yeah, I
Not that
mean,
this movie
like,
did a bad job with it, but like,
no, but so I think the three best songs on the new soundtrack, right, are Annihilate, Am I Dreaming, and Calling, right? Am I Dreaming and Calling are the two songs that play in the credits, and Annihilate is for they play for like 30 seconds in
Yeah.
the movie.
I
So
like the
like,
scores, though.
oh, the score's fantastic. Daniel Pemberton is like a magician. The way he makes like the sounds and the themes for, like the Prowler in the first movie, or the Spot, or like Miguel O'Hara. Like, I don't know how the fuck that works. He's a fucking magician. But I do think the score of this movie is better just because it's a little bit more multifaceted. But it's hard, again, it's hard to compare because in the first movie, you really just had like the Miles stuff and then like the Spider-Man stuff. And then like Gwen didn't even have a theme in the first movie, really. But she has her own theme in this movie. Like everybody kind of gets their own thing. So.
I guess speaking of, we should talk about the new players really. Because we do have some new people in this movie. Really the only two people from the first movie that come back to make an impact are Gwen and Peter B. Parker.
Yeah, and even then, it's mostly just Gwen.
Yeah, because Peter B. Parker doesn't really show up until like honestly 65% of the way through the movie.
Yeah, and he barely does anything.
I mean he'll definitely come back for part three or part two, not part three.
Yeah, for some reason with his baby, but it's
Somehow
whatever.
Jake
Okay.
somehow Jake Johnson returned.
Jake Johnson, Spider-Man, dude. He
Shout
doesn't
out
get any
Jake
better than that.
Johnson, man. If I was most similar to any actor on the planet, it'd be Jake Johnson.
Bro, I think everybody wishes they were Jake Johnson.
Don't know if I wish to be Jake Johnson, but like if I was to compare myself to any actor, it would be Jake
Well, for me, it'd be
Johnson.
Ryan Gosling, obviously.
Yeah, 'cause I am Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he's literally me. Yeah, dude, I remember 5 years ago, or even 6 years ago when they were casting the movie, like I was like, dude, Jake Johnson, Spider-Man is like the most Ra's a Brand
Fucking
thing
dude,
ever.
fucking Nick Miller as Spider-Man.
And then this movie, they give me a Desi Spider-Man with killer hair, and I'm like, never mind, this will never be topped. Like, he is literally me, except he's Indian and I'm Pakistani, which is a big difference,
Yeah,
but
that's yeah.
we take those. But we still take those. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, let's talk about the worlds too in this movie. The places they go, I think, are just so. I mean, they make them all so visually interesting, and they don't go that
Yeah.
many places. They only go to like
Like four?
three, four, I guess, because Miles is Earth,
Gwen's.
Gwen's Earth. We don't spend that much time on Gwen's Earth, though.
Yeah,
Only
although
like
I
the
do think it's the
beginning.
one that leaves the biggest impact on me, at least in terms of the animation
Really?
style they used.
Yeah.
100%.
I love
The whole like watercolor kind of aesthetic and how the colors will correspond to emotions and how it looks like the colors are like they're like bleeding when it's very emotional, and how they use like the warmer colors when it gets more positive and stuff like that. I just really liked Gwen's story. Honestly,
Gwen's.
Gwen is like Gwen and Miles are like the main characters. Like, Gwen is not a side character in this movie at all.
They,
She
yeah.
is the main character for like half the story.
I'm, yeah, Gwen, I, this is one of those movies, like, people are gonna argue probably down the road, like, this is Gwen's movie. And I think we're gonna
Kind of
see
like
even
how
more of it.
Empire is almost a Han and Leia movie. You know?
Yeah. Kinda. But the places they go, I love the Indian New York,
Yeah, Mumbatan.
Mumbatan. Yeah, I love that. It was a v that was a very visually interesting set for sure.
Yeah, it was super sick, and I loved the jokes about traffic being everywhere because that definitely is how Mumbai works. I've never been there, but it's true.
I mean 2099's Earth 2 is crazy.
Yeah, Nueva York. They had that train that was going to the moon. Like,
Yeah, what the
what?
fuck is that, dude? And
Super sick.
then we get our ending
Earth 42.
with Earth 42, the world without a Spider-Man, because if you've seen the first movie, the spider that's supposed to bite Peter Parker in Earth 42, Bit Miles. Miles is 1610, right?
That is
Okay.
correct.
And that's because of the spot. But I mean, we could talk less about the spot. I mean, obviously the spy is going to be like
He's the main villain,
he's
but
a
we just
main
don't get enough.
villain. He's the main villain, but he's more, I mean, they set him up, and I think they set him up well, but he's honestly, man, I don't know. They treat his 99 like the main villain for most of the movie, honestly.
Yeah, although I don't really see Miguel as a villain.
He's not. I mean,
He's
well,
kind of
yes
just
and
like
no.
he has like I mean it's tough because he has all the right intentions, right?
Yeah.
And I think he's like he thinks he's a hero, but he's just a little
Yeah.
misled,
He's
you know?
not a villain, he's just the antagonist.
Yeah, I guess that. He's like a foil to Miles,
Yeah.
right? They both think they're doing the right thing.
But man, o Oscar Isaac did a great job as Miguel. I loved watching 2099 work. 'Cause he got to put that Oscar Isaac flair on it. Like 2099's this super serious leader. But like he also has all those moments like in battle, and that is at the spider hub where he's just like, you know, he lets Oscar Isaac out a little bit, which is great.
Yeah, I can, and I can also respect his workout routine.
Oscar Isaac's workout routine.
More Miguel's, but yeah, I'm sure Oscar Isaac's pretty jacked too.
I'm sure, you saw him fucking naked in Dune, right?
Oh, that is true. That is true.
But yeah. Man, what's up with Oscar Isaac being, well, he is great, to be fair. He's one of the best.
I think he just,
He's
to
him.
be fair, I mean, Oscar Isaac was Miguel the whole time. Like they've
Yeah.
had him penciled in for 5, 6 years now.
Yeah, they
So
penciled him in at the end of Into the
into the
Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Spider-Verse. Yeah, a lot of people don't remember that.
They don't. No, Oscar Isaac, it's just him. He's just that guy. He always has
Yeah.
been, always will be. I honestly, God, cannot name a bad Oscar Isaac performance ever. Even in
Yeah,
Star Wars.
I was gonna say he's like one of two good characters in the sequel trilogy,
Yeah.
so. I think the best new Spider-Man, though, was Hobie in his limited time.
Hobie.
Just stole the fucking show. Shout out Daniel Kaluuya as well.
He
Another
was
guy with no
great.
bad roles, by the way.
And he is all hits, no misses too. And I mean, he's definitely gonna be back for the next movie, but man, I wanted
Yeah.
more. He was
Yeah.
great.
He was, I think the consensus, like, best new character in the movie, just from what I can gauge on social media.
Yeah,
Everybody fucking loved
him or 99.
it. Yeah. Everybody just, I mean, I don't blame anybody.
Yeah.
Hobie's sick. He's a nonconformist.
Dude. When Miles gets out, he's just for the record, I quit.
Yeah. And he makes a new watch for Gwen to use.
Yes,
Like
he does.
that's real as fuck.
Yeah, he was great. Can't wait to have more of him. Everyone who was in the movie originally, or the first one, I mean, we see Noir like in a couple scenes.
Yeah, he's at the all those people are at the end, right? Like they have Noir
Yeah.
and Penny
And
and
Pig.
Spider Ham.
Yeah.
Can't believe they're bringing John Mulaney back. What have I done to deserve this?
He wasn't even bad.
I'm just kidding. John Mulaney's, I think, somebody who I want to hate, but I just can't. He's too funny.
He is hilarious, man. I hope Nick Cage comes back. I do wish they had the original cast in a more bigger
I think they
role,
are
but
setting more up for the next one. It's kind of like how in Infinity War, like Steve Rogers has like nothing to do, you know, because they
he is
really want
used. I mean, they just make him do
to.
shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember when that movie came out, like I remember you didn't watch Infinity War until like a little bit before Endgame came out, if I recall.
A couple months before.
Like when Infinity War first came out, people were like, "Oh my God, like the original Avengers, like except for like Iron Man and Thor, like they barely did anything in the movie and were really like Hawkeye wasn't even in the goddamn movie." So people were really upset about that, but it was pretty apparent that, you know, they were going to be much bigger players next time. So I think that's kind of the same direction
People said
here.
Iron Man and Thor didn't really do anything.
No, I said except for Iron Man and Thor.
Oh, I was gonna say, like,
But I mean, of the other four, like Hulk has erectile dysfunction, Hawkeye's not in the movie, Black Widow does nothing, and Steve Rogers really does nothing. So,
I guess. I mean, Steve Rogers goes to fucking Wakanda.
yeah.
I mean,
But I mean, if you compare him to like to Iron Man and Thor in that movie, he really does nothing.
yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But
But enough about
regardless,
bad
yeah.
movies.
Bad.
I'm just kidding. It's the best MCU movie. Like, not, that's never
It's
gonna
not
change.
even a debate, and they're never gonna top it again. Should watch it again soon.
I was meaning to for the longest time because, like, after Guardians, I'm pretty much like done with the MCU. So I'm like, let's should wind that
Yeah,
back
there's
just for all
not.
time's sake.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of glad. I mean, maybe Marvel will put more eggs in this basket. Although I don't think they should. I think they should just let Sony cook.
True.
You know what this shit is like? This is like New Vegas.
That's a good comp,
This
actually.
shit's like New Vegas. Yeah, it's got Marvel's name on it, but Marvel ain't fucking making it. The
At least
best
not the Marvel you're used to.
Marvel product is not made by Marvel. Just like how the best Fallout's not made by. Yeah, you get it.
Says a lot about society, if you ask me.
Yeah, it really does.
I think if I'm being biased, the movie should have had more Scarlet Spider in it. Because that's my guy right there. Big Ben Reilly supporter over here. But it's, again, for like the 60 seconds he's on the screen, just so brilliant. And I didn't know until after, like, I left the theater that he was played by Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
I was like, I would have never guessed, and I personally would have never greenlit that, but he did a great fucking job. So, thank you, Andy.
How about all the cameos? You Donald Glover actually being in the movie.
Yeah, which is real as hell because like he's the reason Miles Morales exists. So,
Yeah, video game Spider-Man was really funny.
yeah, PS4 Spider-Man, and then also, Genki was playing like Spider-Man PS5, PS4, whatever. I don't even know. I think it's
Yes, he
he's actually playing
was.
Spider-Man
Yeah,
2,
yeah. He was.
which is hilarious product placement.
No, I think that was original. I couldn't really tell, but I did see he was playing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He should have been playing Spider-Man and Miles Morales, to be fair, but.
Very true. I mean, you had
And the
Spectacular
humming
Spider-Man in
sun
there.
jump scare.
Yes, yeah, the fucking sun jump scare. I was like, no!
Dude.
Get it
At least it
away.
was sun, though.
Yeah, it's really, it could have been Kane. Like,
Oh
that
my
would have been
God, if it was
bad.
Harry Kane, I don't think I could have finished the movie.
It's over. Walk out of the theater.
Although it's fine because he's going to be in a PSG shirt in like 10 minutes.
It's a funny way of saying Manchester United, actually.
It's funny, we've seen Real Madrid.
That is so cursed. I can't even
He's
imagine.
got him, though. Not what we're talking about.
I think I love the Spectacular Spider-Man cameo.
Yeah.
Even though it was like one line
And
he
the
had, and I'm like, oh my God, Spectacular Spider-Man.
I think the biggest thing we're gonna talk about though is the canon events.
Yeah.
Which pretty much are gonna drive. I mean, it's what drives Miguel to try and stop Miles. And it's an interesting concept.
But why isn't so why isn't Or is, God bless you, is Miles losing his uncle a canon event? And he just has to go through two.
So I would argue the answer is no, because Miles was not ever supposed to be Spider-Man.
So, but that means he would have no canon event.
That's what I think that would be the argument, is that Miles...
So it's either both or neither.
Yeah, I think Miles, what they may argue, and maybe Miles may even say, is like, well, if I was never supposed to be Spider-Man, then I shouldn't have any canon events.
Right.
And he is, to be fair, in this universe, you know, the only, well, he's now one of two Miles Morales that we know exists. There are no other Spider-Man Miles Morales in this universe. The only other one is the Prowler. I hope you will listen to my spoiler warning. which is really interesting. See, that's what I wanted to stay and keep watching the movie for. Miles versus Prowler Miles.
Yeah. So I guess they're implying that. Here's another thing I didn't like, by the way. Not didn't like, but I have some questions, right? When the reveal is brought to us, when Miguel is like, you were never supposed to be bit, you know, your Peter Parker would still be alive. I was like, actually.
Well, how do you know that?
I've seen the first movie, and Miles kind of just watches that whole fight happen. And Peter still kind of just loses on his own volition.
Yeah, Miles didn't...
gets killed. It's not like Miles got him killed.
Now, maybe his argument is because he got bit, that happened, like, the timeline went that way, but, like, yeah,
He says, like, you know, your Peter Parker would still be alive and the Collider thing would have never happened.
I don't think,
like, no, that Peter Parker failed. And then he got himself killed.
Yeah, that Peter Parker lost that fight, and Miles was not involved. So, I agree with what you're saying, because you're right. Miles was not really involved in that fight. He just saw it.
Exactly. So, if anything, like... Now, granted, I do think, even if, like, let's say Miles never gets bit in that dimension, right? Like, in 1610, then they probably... Like, Kingpin's probably still stopped because the other spider people would still come to that universe and stop him. But that doesn't line up for me.
But the argument is, like, well, what if Miles didn't get bit and wanted to fight? Would it have gone fucking different? Miles wasn't a factor.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I think the only difference really is that, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be bit. And then it's just a question of, okay, so he doesn't become Spider-Man. Like, does he become the Prowler eventually? But I think the answer to that even is no, because
the Prowler already existed.
Already the Prowler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Prowler already existed.
If Miles never became Spider-Man. Right. So I think Miles in the dimension in Earth 42 is only the Prowler because there is no Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right. So because there's no Spider-Man, right, there's no other villains in the city. So. And they're in a, like, struggling family, it appears. You know, like, his dad is dead. The whole place is, like, overrun by crime. So Miles becomes a bad guy because he's a product of his environment. And his dad's not there to sway him to the good side. So his uncle's there to sway him to the bad side. That's why he becomes a Prowler. I don't think it's a black and white picture that they're like, oh, if you're not going to become Spider-Man, you have to become the Prowler. I think it's the way that the different kind of paths lead to. You know, it's not as black and white as Miguel makes it out to be.
Yeah, I agree. And, I mean, I do hope in part three we do get to meet more Miles, like other worlds Miles, because, I mean, we've only met two. One is Spider-Man, but shouldn't be, and the other is the Prowler. So I don't know if
I want to meet more Miles as much as just know about these two and all the possibilities, especially the new one.
Yeah.
You know? Just to get a decent idea of what happened, why it's happening, so on and so forth. You know, I've seen plenty of quote-unquote theories, if you want to call them that. Some of them are just complete shots in the dark. But, like, on just on the interwebs these last few days, and I'm like, some of you guys should go back to school, actually.
Some of you need a job.
Yeah, desperately. But I think it'll all kind of work itself out. I mean, I know whatever comes in March or later, because I could definitely see it getting pushed back. Whatever happens, like, it's gonna be good. I fucking trust these guys with my life at this point.
Yeah, I fully believe in the fact that this next movie is gonna break some fucking records. Honestly, it could be like an Endgame situation where this one's just so good and the next one is solid but doesn't live up. I don't think so, though. I don't think that's gonna happen. It could, but I don't think so.
I think it's different because, like, it's not like there's this huge. I mean, I guess so. Spot is a big threat, right? But Spot's only motivation is really just to get revenge on Spider-Man, on Miles,
On just
for me.
Miles, yeah.
Like, he's not. I don't think Spot has currently this intention of being like this big bad conquer the world sort of thing, you know? But I'm not really sure. Obviously, it's very different from Endgame in the sense that, like, you know, half the fucking universe dies in that movie. But
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, where, like, is it even possible for the next one to live up to this one? I say yes, just because of how these first two ones have gone. And they had a plan, right? They definitely came up with some sort of plan when they announced the sequels, that this is going to be how part one goes, this is going to be how part two goes. And how many movies where they plan out a part one and a part two, part one is a superior movie?
Not
You know,
many.
does anyone think Deathly Hallows part one is better than Deathly Hallows part two?
I hope not.
I fucking hope not,
I
you
mean,
know?
Infinity War is better than Endgame. That's an exception to the rule.
It's a really big exception because
Some would
I
argue The Godfather, but
the thing about Endgame is it's hard to treat it like a movie. I treat Endgame as like an event, you know? I treat like No Way Home as an event. I don't really treat it like a movie. Like, granted, I think Endgame is good and No Way Home has its issues, but
to be
I think,
nice.
yeah, I mean, I'll never be nice to that movie, as unfortunate as it sounds. But we'll just, we can't, it's, I don't want to speculate on speculation. You know, we'll see what happens next year when whatever goes down, goes down. I just know that this thing right here that they gave us
It's
is,
incredible.
yeah, it's just masterful on so many different fronts. It's like, it's hard to believe it's just a part one for
It's
the
hard.
same reason I just said. Like, it's part ones are never supposed to be this good. Movies are never supposed to be this good.
It's hard to believe we're going to get part two in under a year from now. That's what's hard to believe for me.
Yeah, I again, that's why I'm saying I would not be shocked if it gets pushed back.
Wouldn't be upset.
I
That's a
mean, yeah, but
lie, but
this one got pushed back. I mean, in a really good amount too. It got pushed back. It was originally slated for October 2022, and it came out in June 2023. So, but I remember when that happened, like a year or so ago, I told myself, I was like, it's okay, because I know for a fact it's going to be worth the wait. And it was.
it was.
So I'll wait all I need
Most
to.
of the time it is.
I ain't going nowhere.
Man, most of the time when you see a movie get pushed back, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Batman got pushed back like 16 times. But granted, that was, I think, a lot of COVID problems, but still.
Yeah, that was definitely COVID issues.
Point remains that it's going to pop off. No doubt about that. I'm just, as somebody who is such a huge, like, fan and I guess ambassador of the first movie, I'm still pretty stunned of how this has all played out. And I can't imagine what's left in store. But I know it's just gonna knock my socks off.
All
Because
right.
I was sitting around like laughing out loud, like, how is that even possible when the credits are rolling? I was like, They're not supposed to make movies like this.
They're not. They bended the rules for sure. So I guess we'll leave it with this. I think, I mean, we know our ratings. It's pretty clear if you haven't listened to the episode.
10 out of 10.
It was like an 8.5. solid 8. No. 10 out of 10s. I guess try to wrap it in a few words. You don't really have to do a few words, but comparatively, your gut reaction right now, better or worse than Into the Spider-Verse?
Again, I think it's slightly better on a technical level, but it's going to be really hard to judge it on pretty much every other level until we get a part 2. Because yeah. I think it'll be part 1 and part 2 are going to have to be viewed as this giant mega movie that's going to be like 5 hours long. And we're going to have to take it like that.
I agree.
But I mean, as of right now, yes, it's just too difficult. It's too difficult to judge it on any other level. But I think technically, visually, you know, the music, the soundtrack, everything, I really, really love this movie.
Yeah, it's special. It really is. I guess we'll end with the most important question. Did you get the poster?
They were not handing out posters.
All right. Well, thank you for watching.
But hey, listen, I've seen it twice at 2 different theaters. I didn't have it. I'm going a third time probably tomorrow to a third different theater. So I'll see what I can do.
It might be too late.
True, because I was there on Thursday night. Like, if they don't have them on Thursday night, I was there on Thursday night, Friday night. Those are the days that they're going to be there. So yeah. If they're not there, then...
Yeah, I went to a 3 p.m. Thursday showing, so I got mine.
Yeah, I was supposed to go 2 p.m. Thursday, first showing in the entire area, but I had a graduation to go to instead, so...
Tough
luck, but I mean, push comes to shove, Etsy, Redbubble.
Etsy got me.
Yeah.
Oh man, well, we're gonna wrap it up there. That was our episode on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. We will be back when part 2 comes out. Just like we'll be back with Dune part 2 in a couple months, hopefully. But we are ProPodcho. I am Inspiriz, ITSPRIZZ. Roz's Roz, you double underscore. And what's up, danger?